This is BBC Radio 3. A very good evening to you. The time is now 11 o'clock. Time for Late Junction. And Nick Luscombe is here once more. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Ian. Thanks very much. Coming up on tonight's Late Junction, Bollywood psychedelia. We got some pedal steel guitar from Buddy Emmons. We've got some hip-hop from MC Solar, plus electronic training music for East German athletes. And we start with new music from Onda Tropica. This is Chop and Quench.
Cuento que cuando llegó el padre Castro a Cartagena, averiguando sus raíces, llegó al pueblo de San Basilio de Palenque. Los negros le dijeron que habían sido los primeros que habían dado el grito de independencia en América. Y sí, los primeros que se quitaron el garrote. Y ustedes en el Pacífico, ¿cómo les va, Marquito?
Bueno, Michi, mira que nosotros acá nos va peor que ustedes, porque hemos sido más pasivos y no fuimos capaces de quitarnos el yugo español con el tiempo que ustedes lo hicieron. Pero bueno, ahí vamos y tenemos que seguir.
Brand new single from Soundwave Signings and all-star Colombian ensemble Onda Tropica, conceived by Colombian musician Mario Galeano and featuring producer Will Quantic Holland, a cover of Fela Kuti's 1971 classic Chop and Quench. And welcome again to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. We're here live on BBC Radio 3 till 12:30, so feel free to email or tweet. Twitter at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And tonight, more new music from Ryuichi Sakamoto, this time together with Taylor Dupree, a slice of melodic techno from UK producer Lone, an exquisite choral playing of Seko Keita. And in the background, a reworking of the Oz Afros Sambas album by Billy Hoyle. This is Canto de Osana.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.
Nothing wrong with that. It's excellent music from 60s psychedelic combining lusciously over-the-top Indian orchestration. That's Usha Iyer featuring Asha Bossi with Hare Rama Hare Krishna. And we stay in the 60s now with music classique Algerienne, Stikbar, from Mustafa Sandrani. And difficult to believe now, but he had a real hard time for musical purists for performing traditional Algerian music on the piano, the quintessential European instrument. The album was later reissued under the title Istikbars and Improvisations, and from it, here is Mode Rami Maya. Thank you. Considered by many to be the world's foremost steel guitarist, that's Buddy Emmons, originally from Indiana. And he's performed or recorded with a wide variety of vocalists and musicians, including Judy Collins, Linda Ronstadt and the Everly Brothers. And you can find that track, Shenandoah, on a very nice new compilation of his work called The Big E. And before that, an arrangement of Shostakovich's Fugue No. 15 in D-flat major from Chamber Ensemble Onyx Brass. Curious to know what you think of the next track, a flamenco-tinged Spanish-language treatment of a track originally released in 1984 on Leonard Cohen's Various Positions album. And this is Yasmin Levy, her version of Hallelujah.
David para el Señor, pero a ti los salmos no te gustan. Hay tanta luz en su voz como el dolor más atroz, y en este roto y santo, aleluya. 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 Lleva bañándose desnuda, y a través de esa mujer el rey David no supo ver, todo en él era aleluya. Disparar a quien me apunta. No es esto una canción triunfal, ni el grito de un triste final, sino un frío y solitario aleluya.
Thank you. Man mangi
That's the opening track from Miro, an album from Nottingham-based Senegal-born kora player Sekou Keita, a song calling for unity in Senegal during the elections last year. And before that, I played the first of two tracks on Late Junction tonight from Ruby Hughes, BBC New Generation artist, performing there with Thomas Dunford on lute, the first of two Downland songs, Flow My Tears. The Proms kicks off on Friday, of course, and she's at the Proms on Wednesday, the 4th of September. Check the BBC Radio 3 Proms website for tickets and info. And I also played you Yasmin Levy, Hallelujah. Wonder what you thought of that. Let us know. Tweet at BBC Radio 3. Did you like that cover, or is there another one you prefer? And yes, we are live until 12:30 tonight here on Late Junction, BBC Radio 3. Next, to a very different time and place, East Berlin in the 1970s, with music created especially by Martin Zeichnetter for East German Olympians taking the hypnotic beat of Krautrock to help in the training of athletes. It's finally been given a kind of digital re-release, and there is vinyl in the pipeline, apparently, if the label's Kickstarter appeal is a success. Have a listen to this extraordinary track designed for a 5K run at 156 BPM, Sand Trommel.
Thank you.
That's Begin to Begin, the B-side to UK producer Matt Cutler's new single Airglow Fires as Lone Modern Techno at its shimmering best, and released this week on the seminal RNS record label. Before that, Kosmischer Laufer with San Trommel from East Germany in the 1970s. Sara is a studio album from Algerian artist Khaled, released in 1996. I discovered it on the Late Junction shelves last week. I like to dig around in the Late Junction archives. Very exciting place to be. It features what is perhaps Khaled's most popular song, this Aicha.
Comme si je n'existais pas, elle est passée à côté de moi, sans un regard, reine de Saba. J'ai dit Aïcha, prends tout est pour toi. Voici les perles, les bijoux, aussi au retour de ton cou, les fruits bien mûrs au goût de miel. Ma vie, Aïcha, si tu m'aimes.
That's Aicha from Khaled, and it's Nick Luscombe here on Late Junction. I featured a track from Ruchi Sakamoto's latest UK release, 3, last week on Late Junction, and tonight I'm going to play more new music from Sakamoto, this time from the album Disappearance, which has just been released today, actually, in Japan. getting hopefully a UK release soon. And it's a record he's recorded together with Taylor Dupre. This features Ichiko Aoba on vocals with a sample of her heartbeat. This is Curl to Me. featuring Creaking Chairs and Heartbeats, Ruchi Sakamoto and Taylor Dupre with Curl to Me from the brand new album Disappearance. And Dallas Tamara, or Joe Dookie as he's better known, is the vocalist for the New Zealand group Fat Freddy's Drop. He's featured on a new album called Get Closer by British artist Close, otherwise known as producer Will Saw, Tanner Ross and Slow Hands on the remix of My Way. Thank you.
Il s'était rencontré sur les bancs de l'école, entre une heure de colle, de maths ou un cours d'espagnol. C'était une fille fun, fana de football, lui ne craignait pas les balles, c'était le goal. Ce qu'il lui promettait, c'était des balades en corvette, pour l'instant en survette. Il volait des mobilettes, mais entre eux c'était toujours complicité. Escale sur un piédestal, un rêve délimité. S'il devenait triangle, elle serait rectangle. La belle et le bad boy, le triangle rectangle, c'est comme passer de Jodassin à Jodeci. Un vrai truc de ouf, style pur clip de R&B. Elle vit le grand amour, amour qui commence dans la cour, se poursuit dans les tours et rime toujours avec toujours. Mais le contexte est plus fort que le concept. Son mec se jette dans des flammes et il se lave avec les sous-ensembles. Dans les grands ensembles, ça semble. La belle et le bad boy, les sous-ensembles. Dans les grands ensembles, ça semble. La belle et le bad boy, les sous-ensembles. Dans les grands ensembles, ça semble. La belle et le bad boy, les sous-ensembles. Dans les grands ensembles, ça semble. Les sous-ensembles, dans les grands ensembles, ça semble. Pour gagner des sous ensemble, parle sans faire semblant de faire des coups ensemble. Et si c'est sanglant, ils plaident devant Dieu ensemble. Vu, il était convaincant, elle était convaincue à croire qu'aujourd'hui s'arrêter était exclu. Il trafique des faux billets avec des réseaux slaves, balance la concurrence. En France, c'est un délit grave, risqué pour les pommettes. Les mecs sortent des baumettes, une a qu'un truc en tête, c'est la quête de sa corvette. Ambiance paranoïaque, l'équipe adverse traîne, des projectiles partent quand une BM freine. Quand elle tombe, il a les larmes aux yeux. Deux balles de 22, 22 ans à 10 eux. Le contexte est plus fort que le concept. Son mec s'est jeté dans des flammes, faut qu'il se lave avec les sous-ensembles. Dans les grands ensembles, ça semble. La belle et le bad boy, les sous-ensembles. Dans les grands ensembles, ça semble. La belle et le bad boy, les sous-ensembles. Dans les grands ensembles, ça semble. La belle et le bad boy, les sous-ensembles. Dans les grands ensembles, ça semble.
blending traditional Kenyan music with Western songwriting and production techniques. That's Oweni Sagoma Band from their Power Punch album of electronic Afro Roots grooves. And you also heard from Sankyem, the fifth studio album by MC Solar, released in 2001. And the album pays tribute to his birthplace, Senegal, as well as his personal experience as an African immigrant in France. You heard La Belle et le Bad Boy. And more music from the BBC's New Generation Artist Initiative next. We played music from Mark Simpson last night, and tomorrow we'll hear from Jennifer Johnston. Tonight it's the turn of Ruby Hughes, the second track tonight, Weep You No More, Sad Fountains.
Mm-hmm.
Basil Rajoub's Fusion Oriental from the album Asia, that track Jasmine Tree. And before that, Ruby Hughes with Weep You No More, Sad Fountains, written by John Dowland. And thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction. I'll be back for my final show of my 2 weeks tomorrow night from 11 p.m. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with this music from Fridge, Years and Years and Years.